bottom. Face 12.
All right, everyone, say good morning. So today's daf is Yud Beis. We are going to pick up on Yud Aleph on the Beis. We left off by Machnisin Deloki Haitana. It's a 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom, from the end of the page. Says the Gemara, Machnisin Deloki Haitana. Our Mishnah is not reflective of the view of the following opinion. This side, no? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Shimon Elazar says, Modin Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel, Shemesalkim es ha-Trisin v'Yom Tov. That both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you could remove the Trisin. Trisin Rabosai are these shutters that we spoke about already. Right? That one could go ahead and remove the shutters from the vendor's stalls on Yom Tov. Lo nechluku ela lahachzir. The machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only regarding what? Is only regarding the ability to return them to the stalls on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Shebe Shammai Omrim Ein Machzirin. Beis Shammai says, you may not return the shutters. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin. And Beis Hillel, on the other hand, hold that no, a person is even permitted to go ahead and return the shutters to the stalls. So the Gemara says, Medar Morim. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. Is obviously our Mishnah records the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as dealing even with the initial removal of the stalls themselves. According to this approach, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel fully agree that Lamaisa one could return it, just disagree, excuse me, as to one could take it off. They just disagree as to whether or not one is permitted to go ahead and return it. So when is this true? B'sheish lahen seer. This is true in Rabosai. When the shutter has what's called seer, for lack of a better term, is a pivot. When it has a pivot. However, aval in lahem tzir, but if it doesn't have a pivot, then divrei hakol mutar. Everyone agrees that one is permitted to return the shutter. Ay v'hatanya, but we learned, because we're also again, apparently, the issue with the pivot is that the pivot fixes it firmly in place. So if it has the pivot, that's when you might get into an issue of bona, of building. If it doesn't have a pivot, there's not going to be any kind of issue of bona. Ay, but we learned v'hatanya, we learned, when is this true? When there is no pivot. But yet we learned when it does have a tzir, when it does have a pivot, everyone agrees that lemaisa, putting back the shutter, is usur. So now comes along Abaye and he qualifies this. So we'll say Abaye qualifies it in the following way. When the shutter itself has a pivot, minatsad rabosai means on both ends. So when it goes ahead and it has a pivot at each end, if you look at Rashi, so Rashi said, well, not yet. He says, when it has a pivot on each end, divrei hakol asur. Everyone will agree that replacing that shutter into the stall will be asur. Look at Rashi, divrei hakol asur. I'm sorry, actually, Rashi's not helpful here yet. Divrei hakol asur. Ve'in lehantz yirkol ikar, divrei hakol mutar. So we'll say, Abaye says like this. When the shutter has a pivot on both ends, so everyone agrees that maybe a pivot, yeah, we'll use the word pivot. I think it works. The idea is it's a protrusion that allows it to lock into the actual structure. And the truth is also, it also allows technically to open the shutter without having to remove it. The nice says about it like this: when it has a pivot on both ends, that means it's firmly affixed to the actual stall, to the actual structure. Everyone will agree that the removal and place and putting back of the shutter will be usur. And everyone agrees, furthermore, that when there is no pivot, the mice, again, removing it and putting it back is absolutely mutter. Keep ligi. When is the machlokes case? Keep ligi. B'shiyesh lahan tzir ba'emsa. So we'll say, what's the machlokes case? The machlokes case is when there's one pivot in the middle. Not a pivot on both ends, but only one pivot in the middle. It's the top of Yud Beis. Mar Savar Gazrinan Tzir Be'emtsa. Atu Tzir Minatzad. Umar Savar Lo Gazrinan. The Machlokes B'Sham Be'Sil is going to be in the following. So again, here's what we know. When there's a pivot on each end, B'Sham Be'Sil are in agreement that Lamaisa, you cannot remove or put back the shutter. When there is no pivots, both B'Sham Be'Sil agree that you may go ahead and take off and replace the pivot. When do they have machlokes? One pivot in the middle. When there's a pivot in the middle, so Rashi says over here, Beis Shammai will say that it's Aser. Now, why is Aser Rabbah say? Again, not because it's inherently Aser, but because Beis Shammai is concerned that if we let you remove the shutter with a pivot in the middle, you may come to what? Remove the shutter with the pivot on both ends. So Beis Shammai says, Mar Savar Gazun and Tzir Be'emtza, Atu Tzir Min Atzad. So Beis Shammai is concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and remove the shutter with the pivot in the middle, you may come to, which again is technically not problematic, but if we let you do that, you may come to go ahead and remove the shutter with the pivots on the sides. Umar Savar Lokazina, and the other opinion, i.e. Beis Silo, holds that Lamaisa, we are not Gozer. We are not concerned that if we let you use a shutter with a pivot on the side, you may come to go ahead and use the shutter or remove the shutter with the pivot on the ends. Okay. I'm sorry? No, everything goes into the frame, but it's not as affixed. Everything goes into the frame, which is not correct. Correct. It's just the idea with the two pivots. The reason why everybody answers that is because that's a clear din in fixed to the structure. On the side, it's attached, but clearly, I'm sorry, it's holding it there. Correct. So it says the Mishnah. So we'll say that's the end of that sugya. Says the Mishnah. I will say now we come actually to a very interesting and important halacha lemaisa sugya within Maseches Beitza. So we're going to do some halacha lemaisa today as well. Beis Shammai say, Ein motzin lo es hakatan velo es halulav velo es sefer Torah l'shasaradim. So Beis Shammai say the following: you may not go ahead and carry a child, nor may you carry a lulav, nor may you carry a sefer Torah into the public domain on Yom Tov. Look at Rashi Rabbah say. He says, why? What's the common denominator among all of these things? Call mili delav tzorech achila. Because Rabbah say, Beis Shammai, as we're going to see, hold that you are permitted to carry on Yom Tov. For what purpose? For ochal nefesh. But you may not go ahead and carry on Yom Tov for non-ochal nefesh purposes. Rabbah say, obviously, well, we'll see where Eruv comes into all of this right now. Let's assume right now our discussion over here is without an Eruv. So without an Eruv, remember again, there's a license to carry on Yom Tov. Says, so Beis Shammai says, but the license to carry Yom Tov is limited to Ochal Nefesh items. But anything that is not an Ochal Nefesh item, again, Rabbi said, it could be it's a Yom Tov purpose, right? Carrying my Lulav is a Yom Tov purpose, but not Ochal Nefesh. Carrying a Sefer Torah because I need to do Kriyas Torah is a Yom Tov purpose, but not Ochal Nefesh. Carrying my child might be a sanity issue, right? But it's not Ochal Nefesh. So therefore, Beis Shammai says in all of these situations, you may not carry Ube Silo Matirin, but Beis Silo says it's permitted. So the Gemara says the following. Well, so let's analyze this. Tani Tana Kamei Derabi Yitzchak Baravdin. So we'll say there was a Tana who taught his ruling in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. And what was the ruling? Hashochet olas nedava biyom tov loke. If someone goes ahead and shechts an olas nedava on yom tov, you get malchus. So we'll say, what does this mean? The halacha is you're permitted to go ahead and sacrifice karbanos on yom tov, but only obligatory sacrifices are offered on yom tov. What we call nedarim nedavos, either vows or voluntary offerings, are not offered on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So let's say you went ahead and you shechted, I'm bringing my olas nedava, I'm bringing my karban, my voluntary karban, on Yom Tov. I shechted on Yom Tov. So the halacha is, I get malchus. Look at Rashi, olas nedava, the ilu olas chovas im rachmana sharia. So obviously, I will say an obligatory ola. The Torah itself tells me I have to bring it. But this one should be brought after Yom Tov. So what are therefore, what's the halacha? Loke, mishum lo sas dekom locha, because I'm in violation of the biblical obligation, the positive commandment to refrain from doing melacha. Okay. Amarle. So now, boss, I said this teaching is being taught in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi responds and he says, Amar lecha money, whose opinion is reflected in this teaching? Beis Shammai. It's Beis Shammai, because what does Beis Shammai hold? We'll say very important yisod. Da Amri, lo arminan mitoch shehutra hutsa'a l'tzorech, hutra nami shelo l'tzorech. Because Rabbi Yitzchak Beis Shammai holds that we do not say that just because Hotsah is permitted for Ochal Nefesh, Hotsah is permitted for other purposes as well. Also, what the Gemara is bringing us here is to the concept of what we call Mitoch. Mitoch by Hilchos Yom Tov means that once a malacha is permitted for an ochal nefesh purpose, it becomes permitted for other Yom Tov related purposes as well. Again, it always has to be Yom Tov related, but lav davka ochash. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says that this teaching that we just said, that if you shech an olas nedava, you get malchus, which means you violated on Yom Tov, must reflect the view of Beit Shammai, because what Beit Shammai rejects the notion of mitoch. Beit Shammai does not say that just because a certain malacha is permitted for ochal nefesh, that it becomes permitted for all Yom Tov related purposes. The Beis Hillel, because if that brisa, if that teaching were to reflect Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds ha'amri mitoch shehutra hotza'a letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. Because Rav Osai Beis Hillel holds that once a malacha becomes permitted for ochal nefesh purposes, it becomes permitted for Yom Tov purposes as well. Hachanami, so I want to say, so too we would have said in the Ola case, that what? Hachanami, mitoch shehutra shchita letzorech, hutra nami shul letzorech. So I also remember, according to Beis Hillel, if I were to go ahead and shecht my olas nedava on Yom Tov, what would be the halacha? I'm not supposed to do it. Everyone agrees I'm not supposed to do it. But what if I did it? So according to Beis Hillel, what would be the halacha? I'm potter. Why? Because once shchita becomes permitted for ochal nefesh purposes, it becomes permitted for other Yom Tov related purposes as well. And shechting my olas nedava is also considered to be a Yom Tov purpose. So both sides, if we just stop here for just a moment, the reason why this is important for us is because this is the actual machlokas in the Mishnah. So Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel accepts the view of mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra shelo letzorech, that once a malacha was permitted for this, now we'll see it doesn't apply to all malachos, but once, let's say, for example, hotzah, carrying, was permitted for ochal nefesh, what does that mean? I'm permitted to, I'm eating by Reuven's house for Yom Tov lunch. I have the chicken. I'm permitted to carry the chicken from my house to his house. Once hotzah was permitted for ochal nefesh purposes, it was permitted for other Yom Tov related purposes as well. That's why Beis Shammai in the Mishnah says what? That in Yom Tov, not only can you carry your food, but you can carry your lulav. You can carry your child. You can carry a Sefer Torah. I'm sorry. Right. Did I say Beis Shammai? I'm sorry. Beis Hillel says you can do all of those things. Beis Shammai rejects that because Beis Shammai rejects the notion of mitoch. Beis Shammai says that the license to engage in malacha is limited to only ochal nefesh related activities and anything else is simply not mutter. So the Gemara says, maskif lo. I'm sorry. You bring it to shul beforehand.
You can't take it on Shabbos because you're afraid of carrying. How can we have that same zip? Like, how did? Right, we don't take a little on Shabbos.
Right.
You're going to carry it. So why doesn't he have that same zip on Yom Tov itself? Like, Beis Shammai.
Oh, so the answer to that is because technically speaking, Beis Shammai would allow it in a case of an Eruv. Beis Shammai just holds that lemaisa, you can't go ahead and carry on Yom Tov, but without an Eruv, we're going to see. But if you had an Eruv, technically Beis Shammai would permit it. So therefore, on Yom Tov itself, the Eruv allows you to carry, because again, the laws technically of Hotzah on Yom Tov are relaxed. Shabbos, the laws of Hotzah are not relaxed. That's what we call the Gzira Derabba applies. We're going to see that just a moment, the Gemara. Maskif la Rabba. Rabba raises the kasha. Mimai de Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel bahapli. How do we know that Beis Shammai? And by the way, also the other answer, just so you should bear this in mind, is that violation for Shabbos and Yom Tov carry with them two very different punishments. Yom Tov, Shabbos can carry with it a Isra Misa. Yom Tov does not carry with it a Isra Misa. So that could also reflect why the gzeros might be different. So the Gemara says, "Maskif la Rabba, mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel bahapli." How do we know that Beis Shammai and Hillel are arguing about the concept of mitoch? Vilma the eruv v'hotzah the Shabbos the ain eruv hotzah the Yom Tov kamifligi. Maybe Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel actually arguing on how the laws of hotzah, how the laws of carrying, and by extension eruv, impact Shabbos and Yom Tov, or more specifically, how they impact Yom Tov. Mar savar eruv v'hotzah the Shabbos. So I will say it would appear Beis Shammai holds that the concept of Hotzah and the concept of Eruv apply to Yom Tov. And the only time in which it doesn't apply is when is Lemaisa direct Ochal Nefesh. But for everything else, the laws of Yom Tov are no different than all of Shabbos. In which case, again, you require, there is an Isser Hotzah, and because it's an Isser Hotzah, that necessitates the need for an Eruv. Umar Savar, and the other opinion holds, and Abbas said this would be Beis Hillel, Umar Savar, Eruv V'Hotzah L'Shabbos, V'Ein Eruv V'Hotzah L'Yom Tov. And the other opinion, i.e. Beis Hillel, holds, that no, although there is an obligation, there is a concept of Eruv V'Hotzah L'Shabbos, that concept does not apply to Yom Tov. Look at Rashi Rav Osai. Be'erov ha-hotzah, im ne'esra ha-hotzah b'yom tov, v'niskinu hilchos e'ruvei chatzeres yom tov im lav. So the Gemara suggests that the fundamental machlokes in Mishnah Beis Hillel is whether or not the concept of hotzah, the concept of carrying, and by extension, again, I will say, once there's an isra of hotzah, that's where Eruv Chatzeros comes in. So does that concept apply Yom Tov or not? So again, Beis Shammai would hold that yes. Yom Tov is no different than Shabbos in this case. And that's why, again, the only very specific license you have for non-Eruv carrying is for Ochel Mevesh. But everything else is governed by the regular laws of Hotzah and Eruv. Whereas Beis Hillel hold, that's not true. That on Shabbos is a din of Eruv and Hotzah, but or I should say Hotzah and Eruv. But by Yom Tov, there is not. Look at Rashi. Ve'ein Eruv HaHotzah. So we'll see this in just a little bit, where Beis Shammai gets this idea that Erev and Hotzah would not apply on Shabbos, because the truth is, again, the default is anything that applies on Yom Tov, anything that applies on Shabbos, automatically applies on Yom Tov. Okay, so we'll see that later on. Fine. So the Gemara says the following. I will say, where do we see this concept? So remember, right now, what the Gemara is suggesting is the following. Everything right now is going off this case of Olas Nedava. Ashech to the Olas Nedava, a non-obligatory offering on Yom Tov. So the Gemara said that you get Malkus for violation of Yom Tov. So we wanted to suggest originally that's according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds, Beis Shammai rejects the notion of Mitoch. Therefore, just because Shechita is permitted for Ochal Nefesh purposes does not mean Shechita is permitted for other purposes as well. That's why Beis Shammai says that you're loke, you get Malkus. Beis Hillel, however, would hold that what? You don't get Malkus because Beis Hillel holds of Mitoch, which is reflective of the Machlokes in the Mishnah. To which the Gemara now is suggesting maybe that's not the Machlokes by Olas Nedava. Maybe the Machlokes by Shabbos, excuse me, maybe the Machlokes in the Mishnah is whether or not you hold that there's a din of Hotzah and Eruv by Yom Tov. Beis Shammai holds there is, and therefore Beis Shammai restricts non-Eruv carrying to very specific Ochal Nefesh activity, but everything else requires an Eruv. Whereas Beis Hillel holds, no, the din of Hotzah and Eruv is a din in Shabbos, but by Yom Tov, these halachos do not apply, and therefore the same way you can carry Ochal Nefesh items without an Eruv, you can carry anything. I will say again, when I say anything, even Beis Hillel will agree it has to have a Yom Tov purpose. You can't just carry a stamp for the sake of carrying. I will say, you know, this comes up when people have key rings with multiple keys on it, in terms of just because you're allowed to carry a certain key that you doesn't automatically mean that you're allowed to carry all the keys that are on your ring. Even Beis Hillel holds that there has to be some type of defined Yom Tov purpose. It just doesn't have to be direct Ochal Nefesh. So he says, where does Beis Hillel, where does Beis Hillel get this from? That Lemaisa, again, there would not be a din of Eruv and Hotzah on Yom Tov. Kidichsiv, because the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yirmiyahu Navi. What does Yirmiyahu say? Velo sotziu, masa mi batechem b'yom ha-shabbos. Because Yirmiyahu Hanavi said, you shall not remove a burden from your homes on the Sabbath day. So we'll say, what do you see from here? That when Yirmiyahu Hanavi, remember Yirmiyahu Hanavi is trying, one of the things that Jewish people struggled with during times of Yirmiyahu Hanavi was Shmir Shabbos. So Yirmiyahu Hanavi does a couple of things in order to bolster their Shmir Shabbos. One of them, he tells them, do not take anything out of your home on the Shabbos day. Beis Hillel understand this to mean what? That the Isser of Hotzar Vosai is limited to what? Is limited to Shabbos. It's limited to Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, again, the Isser of Hotzar does not apply in the same way. Maskev Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef raises a kasha. He says, if that's the case, that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about Rav Yosef Hotzah and Eruv, that Beis Shammai holds Shishat Yom Tov is no different than Shabbos, with the small exception of Ochal Nefesh, but Beis Hillel holds that Yom Tov is different than Shabbos, and there is no Isser Hotzah, there is no need for Eruv. If that's the case, Ela Me'ata, liflagu be'avanim? But it's such an interesting question. Rav Yosef says, then why don't Bisham and Hillel frame their argument with stones? Stones. Forget about a lula. Forget about a sefer Torah. Forget about things you need. Illustrate the fundamental dispute with things that you don't. See, Rav Yosef, what Rav Yosef is assuming is that if you hold there's no issue of chutzah and there's no issue of Erev on Yom Tov, then what? There's really no prohibition to carry anything. In which case, again, why don't you illustrate that in the most dramatic way possible, that Lamaisa, you could carry stones on Yom Tov as well. And therefore, Beis Hillel would say yes. Beis Shammai would say no. Look at Rashi. Liflugu ba'avanim. E ain't Isser Hotzah. If you're going to say it, there's no Isser Hotzah. Ain't Isser Tiltu. Shlo ne'ezer Tiltu. Ela Mishum Hotzah. But what's that? Because remember, it's interesting. It's very important to show. The only reason why there's an Isser Muktzah is to prevent one from carrying. If there's no Isser Hotzah, then by definition, again, there is no Isser Tiltu. There's no Muktzah. So we'll say, so why don't you just go ahead and frame the machlokes as dealing with stones? Because again, if there's really no Isser Hotzah, then there's no Isser Muktzah, because the only reason Chazal instituted the concept of Muktzah was Mishum Hotzah, Umashelo Gazra Akol Tiltulim, Afilo Al Ochlim Vikelim, Mishum Den Gozrin Gezerah Al Atzibor, Ela Imkein Rav Atzibor Yacholim Lamarbo. And Rabosai, again, the reason why, according to Beis Shammai, there is no Isser on food is because, again, that he says that in goes al tzibor, elib gzer shet tzibor yachol lamid bo, that you can't take something on tzibor that tzibor can't withstand. But simpler than that, we don't have to get into that now. Bishamai will agree that lamaisa, for ochel mefesh purposes, you can carry. So we'll say, the Gemara is suggesting like this. If the real machlok, see Bishamai beis Hillel, is whether or not there's an Isser hotza. Bishamai holds there is Isser hotza. Therefore, there is an Isser muktza as well. And therefore, again, Bishamai restricts what you can carry on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel is going to say there's no Isser Hotzah. Therefore, again, Lamais, you can even carry things that are not related directly to Ochal Nefesh. If that's the case, use the most dramatic example of that machlokas. Use rocks, to which the Gemara says, Ela, midlo miflegi ba'avonim. But the fact that the Mishnah does not frame the machlokas as dealing with rocks, shmamina ba'otar shalotzarach pligi. See that, in fact, that's not the machlokas. They're not arguing about whether or not there's a din hotzah or a din of muktzah. What they're arguing about is the concept of mitoch. That's the fundamental machlokas. Do we say that once something is permitted for ochal nefesh purposes, it becomes permitted for other purposes as well? Or do we not make that claim? Look at Rashi, I will say, Ela midlo iflugu ba'avonim, shmamina delechuli alma, yesh hotzah. Learn from here, we'll say, the fact that they don't argue when it comes to the case of rocks, that everyone agrees that there is an issue of Hotzah Yom Tov. Ela shemina Torah hutra letzorech. But rather, again, the Torah allows, so there is a concept, we'll say, of Hotzah on Yom Tov. It's just that the Torah allows for Ochel Nefesh purposes. Ube silal islahu kevan do hutra letzorech. Hutra mina Torah lagamre. El rabbanon gazer bemidi dehavi tircha de lotzorech kigon avonim. Aval bekatan v'sefer Torah detzrichinu b'yom tov lo gazer ubeishamai les lehu migo umidi disarach achila shutre hetiru hotro b'shinat zorach beisura omid minat Torah. Well, so therefore, again, what the Gemara now suggests is that lemaisa, the fundamental machlokes that's occurring in our Mishnah is the machlokes we assume was occurring before, a machlokes in the concept of mitoch. Beis Hillel holds mitoch shehutro letzorach. Once a particular malacha was permitted for the sake of Ochal Nefesh purposes, it becomes permitted for other non-Ochal Nefesh, although Yom Tov related purposes. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you can carry the baby on Yom Tov. You can carry the lulav, you carry the Sefer Torah. According to Beis Shammai, we do not apply the concept of mitoch. There's a very limited and narrow scope of permitted activities for the sake of Ochal Nefesh, but things that are not directly related to Ochal Nefesh may not be done on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says the following. Even Rabbi Yochanan suffers. Even Rabbi Yochanan holds. When we talk shochra letzorech, shochra hotzah letzorech, chutranam shalotzorech pligi. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees with this approach that the fundamental machlokes in Mishnah and Beis Hillel is regarding the concept of mitoch, of whether or not we say that once a malacha was permitted for ochal, once literally hotzah was permitted for ochal nefesh purposes, it was permitted for non-ochal nefesh purposes as well. The Tani Tana Kameit Rabbi Yochanan. This is a very interesting case because again there was another Tana who taught a ruling before Rabbi Yochanan. What did he say? Listen to this. Hamevashal gid hanosha b'chalav. If someone cooks the gid hanosha in milk, so the gid hanosha is a sayanic nerve, you're taking the gid hanosha and you're cooking it in milk. So, and you're doing it when? On Yom Tov. You have a lot of free time on your hands. So the Gemara says, va'achlo, and then you eat it. Loke chomesh. We're both saying you get five sets of malchus. What do you get five sets of malchus from? Number one, loke mishum avashal gid. Number one, you get malchus for cooking the gid. We're both saying, if you take a look at Rashi, he says, loke mishum avashal gid, shahabishul av melochahu, ubishul gid davar ha'asar, ve'ino rashay lachila. So first answer is, because you cooked on Yom Tov. But cooking is permitted on Yom Tov. What type of cooking is permitted on Yom Tov? For consumable food, right? For kosher food. But the act of cooking, it was an interesting, you saw the act of cooking something that is not permitted for consumption is not a halachically sanctioned act of cooking, and therefore you are in violation of melach on Yom Tov. You have cooked on Yom Tov. So issur number one is that you've done an issur of bishul on Yom Tov. Number two, right? Mishum mevashal gid. That's number one. Number two, veloki mishum ochel gid. You get malchus because you ate a gid anasha. Both said there's an issur of eating gid anasha. Number three, veloki mishum mevashal basr becholov. Oh, the gid also has a din of basr. So now you also, both said, not only do you get patched for the act of cooking, which is a violation of Yom Tov because it's not a consumable item, but you also get malchus for cooking basar b'chalav. Remember, we'll say one, you basar b'chalav is a unique isser, is that you get is the daraisa. And remember, again, it's mentioned three times, and one of the three times is used to teach us that there's an isser just on cooking basar b'chalav. Number four, veloke mishum ochel basar b'chalav. You get malchus because you ate basar b'chalav. Because remember, again, not only did you eat kiran nasha, but you ate kiran nasha cooked with milk. Therefore, there's an issur basar b'chalav. And number five, veloke mishum havara. Interestingly enough, you also get malchus why? For kindling the fire on which you cooked. Because of also, I remember again, as much as, same idea as bishul, as much as kindling is permitted for ochal nefesh purposes, but what? That's only assuming that you're making something that you're allowed to eat. If you're not allowed to eat it, then lemaisa again, that's a prohibited act, and therefore you violated the act of kindling on Yom Tov as well.
Do you get malchus for cooking chazer?
I'm sorry.
Do you get malchus for cooking
chazer? Basar b'chalav is unique,
but it has to be a basar from a kosher animal.
So that's a machlokes. Let me say it differently. Not everybody would agree that kiran nasha would be an isra basar b'chalav. That's a fundamental machlokes in Chulin. It's a shaila, which you're asking, which is an excellent shaila, is in order to be in violation of basar b'chalav, does it have to be independently permitted meat and independently permitted milk that are then mixed together? Fundamental machlokes in Maseches Chulin. I think we're going to get to Mirza Shem about 2 years. So just hold it. All right. It happens to be I won't make you wait. We're passing that in order to be in violation of basar b'chalav, it has to be kosher meat. So if you were to cook up chazer or gid anasha with milk, you would not be in violation of basar b'chalav. Okay, but in any event, for our purposes today, I don't get any ideas. Right, so for our purposes, great. So you'll get four sets of malchus. Right, so remember, we'll say, so don't worry about as much leaving aside that halacha might say piece of basar b'chalav. But we'll say, what's the point over here? Why is the Gemara bringing this down? So first of all, two things that happened over here. Number one, interestingly enough, is, well, actually, let's read the rest of the story. So the Gemara, Amarle, so also remember how this is happening. This is a Tana, this is a student in the yeshiva quoting this statement before Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan hears all of this. And what does he say to him? Puk Tana Libra. Go take this teaching outside. Rabbi say, take this teaching outside was a Talmudic shtach for, you know, this that doesn't even belong in the base medrash. So why? Havara ubishul eina mishnah. Because Rabbi say, again, you have over here Rabbi Yochanan saying, you would not get malchus for the act of kindling and the act of cooking. Eina mishnah, it's not true. Rashi says, havara ubishul, di yom tov eina mishnah lil kos aleihen, di mitoch shechutshu letzorech, because also, remember, interesting what Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here is you wouldn't get malchus for the act of cooking and get malchus for the act of kindling. Why, Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan apparently says that what? We hold of the concept of mitoch, we hold like Beis Hillel. Once an act is permitted for Ochel Nefesh purposes, it becomes permitted even for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes. Therefore, again, the act of cooking the Gidanasha Bechalav would not be an act for which we get Malkus, nor would be the act of kindling the fire, because both of those are Ochel Nefesh activities. Therefore, even though you're not doing it in the context of Ochel Nefesh, you still won't get Malkus for it. The Imtim Saloma Mishnah. And if you want to tell me that your teaching is a valid teaching, I would have to tell you, Beis Shammai, that your teaching reflects that you have Beis Shammai. The Amri, Lo Amrina Mitoch Shehutra Hutsa Lesorech, Hutra Namish Lo Lesorech. So we'll say, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, and if you want to say your teaching is correct, your teaching would be reflective of the view of Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds that even though Hotzah is permitted for Ochel Nefesh, it is not permitted for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes. Therefore, Beis Shammai would say the same thing over here, that even though cooking and kindling are permitted for Ochel Nefesh purposes, they are not permitted for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, if you were to cook the Gid Hanosha with milk, you would be chayiv all five times. And two of those five times, one is for the act of cooking, one is for the act of kindling. De'i Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Hillel, Kevan da'amri mitoch shehutra hotzah l'tzorech, hutra namish l'tzorech, because once Beis Hillel holds that once, since Beis Hillel and our Mishnah holds that Hotzah, also the act of carrying, once it was permitted for Ochel Nefesh purposes, it was permitted even for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes. So too, over here, also being the case concerning the price of the cooking of the Gid Hanosha, Mitoch Shehutra Havosh Letzorech, once kindling, was permitted for the sake of Yom Tov, of Ochel Nefesh, it becomes permitted for the sake for other non-Ochel Nefesh related activities as well.
So we're not just talking about Havar, we're also talking about the cooking.
Correct. So Beis Hillel would only have three Isurim, three Malkus in that case instead of five. Certainly helps. There's some significant halacha lemaisa on that. I just want to get to the bottom of the daf, and then we'll go back and we'll do the halacha. Says the Mishnah. Because again, this is a very important yisod in Hilchos Yom Tov. We're going to see. Says the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says that you may not go ahead and take challah. Now, what this means over here, molichin literally means transport. You may not transport challah. Challah, remember, is the portion of the dough to the kohen. Umatonos. Matonos refer to the part of a carbon, like sacrificial parts that go to a kohen, or parts, we'll call, actually, not just sacrificial parts, parts of an animal that belong to the kohen. So you may not go ahead and take these items to the kohen on Yom Tov. Bein shehurmu me'emesh, bein shehurmu me'ayom. Now, we'll say, well, the interesting part over here is, remember, you are permitted to separate a challah from your dough on Yom Tov. We already spoke about that in our previous Gemara. Because once you're permitted to bake on Yom Tov, you're permitted to go and separate a challah. Similarly, once you're permitted to shecht, you're permitted to go ahead and separate out the Kohanic portions. So what the Mishnah seems to be saying is, Beis Shammai doesn't seem to disagree that you could separate it. Beis Shammai, however, is saying that you may not take the items to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Whether they were separated yesterday, whether they were separated today, Beis Shammai that in fact it is permitted. Beis Shammai said, Gezeira Shava. So Beis Shammai said, I'm going to tell you exactly why it's not permitted. Why Gezeira Shava? Now here, they don't literally mean a literal Gezeira Shava, where often you go ahead and you have, you know, the same word in two different contexts. Here they mean a little bit broader of a Gezeira Shava concept. What's Gezeira Shava? Chala u'matonos matona l'koin. So chala and matonos, we'll say, remember, matonos refer to the parts of the animal that are given to the coin. So chala and matonos are considered to be a gift to the coin. Utruma matona l'koin. And I will say the truma is considered to be a matona to the coin. Kishem she'im molichin esa truma. I will say in the same way that we do not take truma to the coin on Yom Tov. So kach im molichin esa matonos. So too, you may not go ahead and bring the matonos, the sacrificial parts, or for now, again, not sacrificial parts, the Kohanic parts, or for that matter, the challah to the coin on Yom Tov. Amar lahem Beis Hillel said that's apples and oranges. Im amartem betruma. You know why you can't take truma to the coin on Yom Tov? She'eno zakai b'haramasa. Because Rav says another fundamental reason, we don't separate out Truma and Yom Tov. We don't separate Truma and Yom Tov. There's a rabbinic prohibition, a rabbinic kzeira, that we don't separate out Truma, Samaisos, and Yom Tov. Why? Because it has the appearance of fixing an item. Because remember, once you separate out Truma, Samaisos, Lamaisos, again, the item becomes ready for use. Therefore, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, we don't separate out Truma, Samaisos. So it says, Beis Hillel back to Beis Shammai, don't bring me a right from Truma. Truma's in a different parasha. Why? Because you can't separate it. So, of course, something that you can't separate, we're not going to allow you to take to the Kohen. However, Tumba Matonos, Shazakai Baharamas, and Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, but Beis Shammai, you agree that Lamaisa Chala and Matonos can be separated on Yom Tov. Once it can be separated, therefore, what? Logic would say that what? That it should be able to be transported to the Kohen as well. Says the Gemara, Kasaka Daitcha, you would have thought, Shehurmu Mehayom, Vishenishchetu Mehayom, Rabbos say that the Mishnah is dealing with two simple cases. That the case of where the objects were, that let's say the matonos and the chala were separated today, means that the matonos that were separated today were from an animal that was shechted today. Similarly, the chala that was separated today was from dough that was made today. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, me'emesh, excuse me, money, whose opinion does the Mishnah reflect? Lo Rabbi Yossi, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, ela achirim. So the Mishnah does not reflect the view of Rabbi Yossi, nor does it reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it must be the achirim. First, wide line, Rabbi Yossi, base, Amad base. This sign, Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara is going to go through all of these opinions. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechleku, b'shamay b'sila, amatana shurma erev yom tov, shemolichin im amatana shurma yom tov, mihayom. So Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shamay b'sila, do not disagree about matonos. Remember, matonos are the parts of the animal that were separated on Erev Yom Tov, that you are permitted to take them to the Kohen on Yom Tov, together with the parts of the animal that were separated on Yom Tov. So meaning, I shechted an animal Erev Yom Tov, I shechted an animal on Yom Tov, I could take the sacrificial parts for the Kohen on Yom Tov itself, I could bring along the stuff, the Kohanic parts, from Erev Yom Tov as well. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is, on Yom Tov, can I go ahead and take parts of an animal that were shechted yesterday to the Kohen today by themselves? That, so Bishamai says, you cannot do it. Beis Hillel says, you can. And this is how Bishamai came to their conclusion. Chala umatanos matanos lekoin. Chala, the separation of chala and matanos, the parts of the animal, are considered to be a gift to the coin. Utruma matanos lekoin. A truma is a gift to the coin. Kashim shin molichin as a truma. The same way you can't take truma to the coin on Yom Tov, kach in molichin as a matanos. So too you may not take the gifts to the coin as well. Amr lehem b'sham b'sil al say, respond to that. Lo. It's not true, because when it comes to truma, where you are not permitted to separate it, but yet again, with matonos, with the parts of the animal, you are permitted to separate it. So we'll say, this is clearly not reflected in our Mishnah, because according to Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem with going ahead and allowing, Beis Shammai allows, first of all, Beis Shammai allows you to take matonos from animals that were shechted on Yom Tov, and transport it to the Kohen. Not only that, Beis Shammai allows you to take matanos from animals that were shechted on Erev Yom Tov and take it to the Kohen. And the only thing Beis Shammai has a machlokes about or prohibits is taking matanos from yesterday on Yom Tov. This clearly is not reflected in our view in the Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says you may not take the matanos at all on Yom Tov. Therefore, again, the Mishnah does not reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yossi? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala matanos shem olichon. Rabbi Yossi says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not argue, and they both agree on what? That Lamaisa, you could take matanos on Yom Tov to the coin. Lo nechloku ela ala truma. What's their machlokes? Their machlokes about truma. She Beis Shammai omrim ein molichin. Beis Shammai says, you may not take truma to the coin on Yom Tov. Or Beis Hillel omrim Beis Hillel. I will say, this would be true, by the way, even if you separated out the truma on Erev Yom Tov. Obviously, everyone is agreeing you can't separate it. Shammai says, can you transport it? So Beis Shammai is saying, even if you separate it, you still can't transport it. And a fear that if we allow you to transport it, what's going to happen? You may come to separate on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel say, Molichin. Beis Hillel says, you're permitted to do so. And this was Basil's argument. Chala umatanos matana lekoin. They both say chala and the parts of the animal are considered to be a matana to the coin. Uchuma matana lekoin. And so too, truma is considered to be a matana. Kushim shemo lichenes hamatanos. The same way that you can go ahead and take matanos to the coin. Kach mo lichen es hatruma. So too, you can bring the truma to the coin on Yom Tov. Amr lohem beishabe. Shabbos is what he's talking about. Lo. At least when it comes to chala and matanos, you're permitted to separate it out on Yom Tov. Truma, you're not permitted to separate on Yom Tov. So we'll say our Mishnah clearly does not reflect the view of Rabbi Yossi either, because in Rabbi Yossi's model, both Beshama and Besila are agreeing that you can go ahead and take the matanos, take the chala, no problem. The only point of contention is with truma. Therefore, we're left with the Achirim. Achirim Omrim, the others said, Lo nech l'kubishayim beisilel al ha-truma she'in molichin. So Beisham beisilel don't disagree. They, or I should say differently. They agree on truma that it cannot be taken to the kohen on Yom Tov. They both agree on that. Lo nech l'ku ela ala matanos. What do they disagree about? They disagree about the other Kohanic gifts, namely chala and the parts of the animal. Shebeishamay omrim, beishamay hold, ein molichin, beishamay hold, you may not take those on Yom Tov. And Rabbosai, beishamay seems to say, because again, we have to group everything together. We're not going to allow you to take chala. When I say take, you could separate it. You're talking about now transporting it to the coin. You can't transport the chala, nor the animal's parts to the coin on Yom Tov, because again, it's all part of the same gezerah of truma. Ubeisilo, beisilo, say molichin. And Beisilo say, you are permitted to take it to the coin. So the Gemara says, Lema achirimi, velo Rabbi Huda. And I will say again, it would appear that Lamaisa, our Mishnah, reflects the view of the achirim, and not Rabbi Huda. Amarava, make hatoni shehurmu mehayom, vishenish chetu mehayom. Did the Mishnah ever say they were talking about a case of Kohanic portions that were separated today, and the animal was shechted today? Shehurmu katoni. All the Mishnah says is what Rabbi Huda say, that it was separated today. And in reality, what happened? It could be that the animal was shechted yesterday. If that's the case, therefore, the Mishnah could even reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who spoke about the fact that Macholgis Vesham is with an animal that was shechted the day before, and what to do with those matanos. To which the Gemara says, no, afilu tema achirim. The truth is, the Mishnah could even reflect the view of the achirim. How so? Ubahanach denishchetu me'emesh. And therefore, talking about the machlokis would be with those animals that were shechted yesterday. Ihachi hainud Rabbi Yehuda, or perhaps you can even say the machlokis, the Mishnah reflects of Rabbi Yehuda. Ika benayim, and what's the case, or what's the machlokis? Tfela. Rabbosa, the case, the machlokis in Beisham Beisil would be focused on the case of the tafel. The tafel to Rabbosa is talking about transporting portions that were already separated yesterday with the portions that were separated today. So Rabbosa, what comes out lemaisa is that if you wanted to, depending on how you interpret the Mishnah could be reflective. It's clear that the Mishnah in its current state is reflective of the view of the Achirim. But the point is, with some minor emendations and with some minor, you know, infusions of some subtext, the Mishnah could easily go and reflect the view of Rabbi Huda and the Rabbi Yossi as well. Let's do a few more lines. Am Rabbi Huda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's name is Shmuel, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, "Avaliba de beisilal afilu truma nami motulach." Rabbi Yossi, remember, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi's whole chap was about truma. That both beisilal and beishamai agree about matanos that you could take them on Yom Tov. The machlokas is, if you separated out truma already, can you go ahead and take that truma to the kohen on Yom Tov? Again, everyone agrees you can't separate truma. The shaila is, if it was already separated, can you take it to the kohen on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yossi holds that according to Beis Hillel, the answer to that is yes. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to separate chala. You're allowed to separate the portions from an animal that you shech. You may not separate truma, but you can take to the kohen the chala, the matanos, the parts of the animal, as well as what? As well as truma. Therefore comes along Rabbi Yossi. Therefore comes along Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, and says the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Rav Tuvi braid Rav Nechemya havu le garba de chamra de truma. Rav Tuvi, the son of Rav Nechemya, had a jug of truma wine. Asra le kamei de Rav Yossi. If he came before Rabbi Yossi and he said, And he said, Amar lehu, mahu le'at mu'yi le'kohen ha'idna. Can I take this truma wine to the Kohen today? I'd like to give it to the Kohen. Looked a little parched in shul. And I'd like to go out and give it to the Kohen. Can I give him the jug of truma wine? Amar lehi, he responded, Hachi amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. He responded, the answer is yes, because Rabbi Yehuda sent in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, will say, and on Yom Tov, you may even go ahead and not only transport challah, not only transport mataros, but you may transport truma to the Kohen as well. So we'll say, let's stop here, and I want to show you a little bit of halacha. I said, Noah, come here for 1 second. Do me a favor. Just hand these out. All right, so I want to show you a little halacha lemaisa here, a little halacha lemaisa. So let's take a look. First, let's start on page one. You know, give me some of that.
I'll do that side.
You're doing great.
Thanks. It's a lot of pressure.
Sit all around watching.
You didn't have coffee.
I didn't have coffee. Yeah, decaf. All right. Thank you. So, let me just show you two important pieces of halacha quickly. Number one, page one. It's not a coffee break over here. All right. So number one. So look at page one. Bosse. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tav Kuf Vav Sif Gimel. You see, I underlined it. I underlined it on the top over here. The Shulchan Aruch writes Halosh Isa Biyom. So first of all, it's very important halacha that if one goes ahead and makes doing as Bosse, so this is a little bit more uncommon. People today really, again, even people who like to bake, very rare, thank you. Very rare that people are kneading their own bread. But if you are, Alosh Itzi B'Yom Tov, Yochol Lahafrish Mimena Chala, Ulohalicha L'Kohen. So we'll say the halacha is that, again, when we're now, again, today, we don't really give our Chala to the Kohen. We go in and we simply burn it. But Lamaisa, again, two important things. You're permitted to go ahead and be mafresh challah on Yom Tov, and you're also permitted technically to take it to the Kohen. Look at the Mishnah Berurah for just a moment. See the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel? I'm sorry, Sifkan Yud Zayin on the bottom there. I have an asterisk. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yochol lahafrish, afagav de'id ma'bi'in trumos b'yom tov, even though, again, we don't separate out truma on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, Mishum Denir Kim Kitaki and Okimakdish, because they're both saying the act of separating out Truma has the appearance of fixing, like a Makkeh Bepantish, delivering the final hammer blow, readying something for use, or Kimakdish, or it has the appearance of sanctifying things, Belosh B'Yom Tov Lo Gazru. I will say, if you're actually needing Don Yom Tov Chazal, we're not Gozer on that case. V'afidu Be'in Lefan of Kohen Obamakum Shechalin Etzepes. And this is true even where there's no Kohen, or in a situation like in ours where we burn our challah, the chayvan the mutter lalosh the chatchil b'yom tov mishum the pas chama adip teir. Also, because you are permitted to go ahead and knead and make dough on yom tov, what Rebbe said, why Mishnah Berurah slides this in? Because remember the halacha for okol nefesh is you are permitted to do something on yom tov that cannot have been done the day before with the same results. So because everyone agrees that fresh bread is better than bread baked on Erev Yom Tov, you're permitted to go and bake the bread on Yom Tov. Therefore, because you are permitted to go ahead and bake on Yom Tov, therefore, by definition, you are permitted to go ahead and engage in the steps necessary to remove the Tevel designation from your dough. So therefore, again, back up top. Halosh Isa B'Yom Tov, Yochol Lahav Shemei Nechala Ulo Licha L'Kohen, Shari Afilu Afri Shemei Etmol. Now, I will say, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah adds it over here, and you can take it to the Kohen, even if what? Even if you separated out the Chala from yesterday, which Rabbi Yosi is reflective of whose view? Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yosi. Aval Isa. However, again, if you have a dough, page two, if you have a dough, top where the asterisk is Shini Lo Shabbat Erev Yom Tov, that was needed on Erev Yom Tov, then what? Asr Lahafrish Mimena Chala B'Yom Tov. But I will say again, if the dough was made on Erev Yom Tov, then you may not separate out Chala from it on Yom Tov itself. Rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah, Ela Ochel Umeshayer Kitzas Ulamachar Mafrish Mena Meshuyah Chala. I will say the interesting part about Chala is Although challah is supposed to be separated from dough, lemaisin challah could also be separated from finished product. So in this kind of case, if you had a dough from Erev Yom Tov, then you did not separate a challah. In that case, you may not separate a challah on Yom Tov. Instead, what you do is you bake off your bread, you leave over some amount, and after Yom Tov, you separate from that leftover amount some amount of challah. Okay, turn the page. So we'll say that's our first unit of halacha lemaisa. So indeed, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, in his understanding of Beis Hillel Shita, and therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, again, understand that Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about Truma, and the Shulchan Aruch does not talk about Matanos, because the Shulchan Aruch does not deal with sacrificial issues. Remember, again, he leaves that to the Rambam, because the Maaseh in the Shulchan Aruch was written for a period of time without the Beis HaMikdash. So he's just talking about Legabe Challah, but and that's the part that's important for us. Halacha lemaisa, number one, you can separate Challah. Number two, challah separated on Yom Tov can be taken to the Kohen. Number three, challah from a, if you have a dough made on Erev Yom Tov, you may not separate a challah from that on Yom Tov. You would bake it off, and after Yom Tov, separate challah from the finished product. Page three. Simin Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Dinei Hotzom Yerushos L'Rushos Obosai. So remember now, going back to the original discussion, which was a discussion between Machlokes Yerushos, say it again. Going back to our original discussion of a machlokes din Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the concept of mitoch. Remember again, do we say that once a malacha was permitted for a particular ochel nefesh purpose, it becomes permitted for other purposes as well, or no? That was a machlokes din Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. That's why Beis Shammai says you may carry food, but you may not carry your lulav, you may not carry your child, you may not carry your Sefer Torah. Beis Hillel says you can. And the Maaseh, they're arguing about this concept of mitoch. So look at page three, by Simin Sif Aleph in Simin Tav Kuf Yud Ches. Mitoch shehutra hutzah l'tzorech achila. Turn the page. Once hutzah, again, we're just using hutzah as an example. Maaseh, we're going to see the concept of mitoch will primarily apply to two fundamental issues, or three fundamental issues. Hutzah, havara, and bishul. Right, carrying, kindling, and cooking. So one again, I just want to tell you the concept of mitoch we're gonna get is a sugya by itself later on. So right now I'm just giving you a little bit of the overview of it, but we will spend a lot more time on it later on in the Masechta. So therefore, again, once hotzah, once carrying was permitted for tzorach ochal nefesh, for tzorach achila. I'm now on page four. Hutra shalol tzorach. I'm on the top. It was permitted for non-ochal nefesh purposes as well. What's an example of that? Kigon, katan, velulav, the sefer Torah. So I must say the example of that would be that lemais, you can carry a child, you can carry a lulav, you can carry a sefer Torah, bekelim, and utensils. However, the Ramah qualifies this and he says, hatzrichim lo kitzas. At the end of the day, there has to be a need. You have to demonstrate a need. So you can't just carry for the sake of carrying. So again, the katan, lulav, and sefer Torah, kelim, are all examples of the mice is something you would need in some way for Yom Tov. Page five. However, Oshem Isyar Shlo Yignovu Oshar Pseda. Interesting from both sides. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah also says another need is what? If you're afraid that the object is going to get stolen or somehow going to go ahead and be ruined, you're permitted to carry those items as well. And both say, why does that constitute a need? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that Lemaisa, here, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav, then we'll go back for just a moment. It's on page 5, Mishnah Berurah Vav, Shol Yignivu, Im Yashirim Im Koman, Af She'enam Kelim Haru'uyim Le'ochal Nefesh. She permitted to carry utensils that you're afraid are going to get stolen, even though what? They serve no Ochal Nefesh purpose. Mitam Zem Mutra Gam Kein Le'hoti Mavteach Shal Teva, Shemunach Sham Ma'osav, Im Yari Le'hanicho Sham Bebeso. It was just interesting. Similarly, if I have a safe, and my safe has a key, and that's where I keep my gold. I mean, everybody needs a safe for their gold. So I keep my gold in the safe, and the money say, again, I'm nervous to leave my key lying around because somebody might break into my safe. I'm allowed to carry that key with me, says in the Mishnah Berurah on Yom Tov. Why? Listen to this, so interesting. He says, because since I'm worried about leaving my key in my house, and if I don't, and if I leave it there, I'm going to be worried about it. That worry, chashiv hotzas hamafteach tzorech oneg yomtev. Fascinating. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that therefore, again, the alleviation of emotional distress is called oneg yomtev, is called tzorech yomtev. Therefore, again, even though I'm not accessing my gold on Yom Tov, therefore, even though I don't need to go into that safe on Yom Tov, Lemaisa, again, I'm permitted to carry that Ken Yom Tov. Now, also, the Mishnah Berurah goes on and he says, not everybody agrees with this, because again, this is a little bit of a stretch, because, and this is an incredibly, this is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
That once you say that emotions, that you could do something to alleviate emotional distress, and that's called on a Yom Tov, you could see, again, I will say, just so you should understand, the contemporary application of this would be what? Would be car keys, right? So again, I don't want to leave my car keys lying around. Let's say I don't want to leave it in the shul. I don't want to leave it at home, because again, you know, I bought, Baruch Hashem, I own a very expensive automobile, right? So, right. I mean, you can't get a nice car for less than $80,000, right? So again, I don't want to leave my keys lying around. So again, so you can understand. So Mishnah Berurah says, just understand that there are many posts that disagree with this particular piece, and therefore, if possible, to avoid that, better to avoid it. But nevertheless, it's a concept. Back up top, aval avonim, ukiyosivan, but stones and other things like them. I will say, what do I mean, other things like them? The other things that do not have a defined purpose, that do not have a defined use, usur, that you may not carry. So I will say, what you see from here, lemaisa, is that even according to this approach, there has to be some tzorech hayom. There has to be some type of need. And throwing it at cars that are driving on Yom Tov and Shabbos would not be a defined enough need. So the idea over here is that Lemaisa, again, even in this expansive definition, there still has to be a Yom Tov need. Hagav, so okay, he goes in, there are a couple of other interesting applications of this. Skip down a little bit. He says, Umutu lischok bakador afil b'shut harabim, af agav she'eno elatil ba'amos. He gives another example of this, of throwing around the ball on Yom Tov. So he says, therefore, you can throw around the ball even in Rosh Sarabim, even though, again, this is only done for tiyul, for pleasure, and for, you know. So Mishnah Berurah blasts this, by the way, Rabosai. The Mishnah Berurah says, what are you talking about? He says, at most, if you want to talk about playing ball on Yom Tov, he says, maybe for little children. Maybe for young children who, again, you're not little. Right? maybe for little children, again, who are just, you know, they have nothing to do all day, that's fine. But he says, he doesn't understand what the Rama is talking about. He says, again, but for older children, for adults, he says, it's certainly not what's meant for a young. So you see, I underlined it for you, and I put two asterisks there. Minag you can go Rahu. Ahead and you'll see it. I'm sorry?
Minag Rahu,
yeah. So you could look at it. He says, right, all right, we'll read it. Rashad Chazal Davratim Behu Lahatir. It's in the Mishnah Berurah, two underlined lines by the asterisk. So the Rashad writes, I don't understand this. Fine, for little children, it's fine. You can let them play. But for adults, and again, I will say adults, he doesn't just mean adults in this context. Remember, again, he also means that for older children, that could be a little bit more constructive. He says, this is a minagra, it's a terrible thing. And again, this is not called simcha. Rather, again, sichas yodim kalas rosh. It's levity. It's childish behavior. Ubalav hachi ain din zem muskam lekuli alma. The das hamechaber les. Rabbi said what he references is to Hilchos Shabbos, which gets into the din of muktza and other issues when it comes to ball playing. So again, this is not our share on ball playing right now, but it's just interesting that the Rama comments on this. The Mishnah Berurah, the Rashad comes out on this very strong against it. Little children is fine, but all the children, certainly adults, Mishnah Berurah would disagree. So I just let's finish this off. Then hiniach eruv, back up top. If you have an eruv, mutar letaltel ulaholtzi, koshi yesh toras kli. But again, I'm also, if you have an eruv, so eruv again allows you to carry anything that has the definition of a kli on it. Afa pisha enu letzarech hayom klal. So also, here's what's interesting. This whole discussion in the absence of an eruv. Once you have an eruv permits carrying anything that is considered to be a kli. But again, if it's not a kli, then it's muktza, then you can't carry it. But even as long as it's a kli, even if it doesn't have a tzarech yom tov, you can carry. So I'll say, to bring it all together, because you have to go to daven, to bring it all together, so what happens is, halacha l'maisa, we in fact paskin like Beis Hillel, and again, I didn't get a chance to do it, but if you go back to page 3 for just a moment, you'll see the Mishnah Berurah underlined there says, mitoch shutra hotza, v'chein hadin bahavara, ushchita va'afia ubishul, shehim melachos hashayachos la'ochal nefesh, aminan bahu mitoch shahotra, mitoch, I'm sorry, I just lost the place, I'm reading about who mitoch. We say about them the concept of mitoch. Fine. So we'll say saloch lamaisa. We paskin like Beis Hillel. And therefore, again, specifically, this is by Hotsa. Once it's permitted for the sake of Ochal Nefesh, it's permitted for some non-Ochal Nefesh activities as well. And then Mishnah Berurah tells us that we apply this concept as well to Havarat, kindling, Shechita, and therefore, Abosai, we would pass that if you were to Shech, your Olas Nedava on Yom Tov, you would not get Malkus. Afia, again, we'll discuss cases of Afia that are not Ochal Nefesh. Bishul, that's right, Abosai, Halach Lamaisi, you are permitted to heat up water on Yom Tov for the sake of washing your hands, your face, and your feet, even though that's not called eating, because Lamaisi, again, we accept the concept of Mitoch in accordance with Beis Hillel. And we'll stop over here.
Tomorrow,
8:15.
The issue so of playing is only because
mental anguish for missing the seventh game of the World Series would not apply.
Not going to work, correct?
Okay.